Hi, this is Alex Lifeson of Rush.
And I'm Dan Neer. Welcome back to the 40th anniversary celebration of Rush, A Farewell to Kings, All Access. The decision to record A Farewell to Kings in England resulted in a two-prong effect for Rush, as Geddy Lee explains.
We went over there really to do a record. We were going to do A Farewell to Kings at a studio in Wales called Rockfield, which is the legendary Rockfield Studios. And at the same time, we thought, wouldn't it be fun to play outside of North America? So we asked our manager to see if there's any gigs. There was this local promoter who said, yeah, we'll put you on three shows if you're coming over here. Sure, I'll get response. You know, this was a promoter who was very connected to the street, even though no one had heard of us. And half of our records hadn't even been released over there. He said, sure, I'll do anything once. So he put three shows on for sale. And before you knew it, those shows were sold out, if not very close to it. And he said, well, can I add some shows? So he started adding a few shows. We were up to, I think, seven shows. So that's how it came about. And we went over to do the record, and we played the shows. And all of a sudden, there was all this talk and this publicity, and they were a big success, and the whole country was buzzing, and the phone was ringing, and... And, you know, all this kind of stuff was going on.
Guitarist Alex Lifeson.
Touring in the 70s was very, very exciting. We were young, and it was a dream come true for us. But it was hard work. You know, we would do anywhere from 220 to 250 shows in a year, and then also make one or two records. So we were away from home a lot. We drove, you know, we were in a car or a station wagon. We would do 9 or 10 gigs in a row, have a day off, then do 11 gigs in a row, and there would be long drives every night. But it never felt like it was a problem or it was really hard work. It was always a lot of fun and very joyful. And it was because of that amount of touring and that amount of playing, we went back to all these markets repeatedly after going in as an opening act with a bigger act. And then we'd come back and play a small club and then come back and play a theater maybe 3 months later. And gradually, we built ourselves up to the point where finally, in the late 70s, early 80s, we started headlining all these bigger arenas and bigger gigs.
Oh,
Recorded in London in 1978, that was Working Man.
Followed by Fly By Night and In The Mood. All of them recorded in London at the Hammersmith Odeon on February 20th, 1978, but previously unreleased until now, as part of the 40th anniversary edition of A Farewell to Kings.
And then I go back all happy, you know, to rewrite it instead of saying, oh, the guys didn't like it, you know.
We'll hear from the professor, drummer Neil Peart, when All Access returns right after this.